singing, praying, and preaching. As the campaign season wraps up here in Kampala, many Ugandans fulfilled spiritual obligations on the last Sunday before the elections, when they will vote for their president and parliamentarians.
Ugandans are very religious. And when I talk about being religious, for example, today you find churches are full in the Christian faith, in cults, in the mosques are full.
But even though many are religious, Ugandans have different opinions on how their faith will impact their choices in the voting booth. Some say they will vote for the candidate who best represents their religious beliefs.
I think it's my duty now, me as a Christian, to actually vote the person who I think is godly and is going to value that, our Christian values.
Others care more about the candidate's stance on issues rather than religious zeal.
Of course, it's helpful to know that someone that is godly would probably deliver on his promises. But it's very difficult to know that because we don't have the chance to really know the people intimately, to know them personally. So we look at who has a better manifesto, who's going to address the issues that, touch me the most.
Speaking from the old Kampala National Mosque, Haji Nsereko Mutumba says that if Muslims are electing Muslim leaders, they care about religion. If they are electing politicians, they want to know how they plan to help the people.
For us, we elect presidents and members of parliament to cater for our social welfare. We don't mind about their religion.
Ugandans go to the polls Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.